Today's Mass Hits, it's 102.7 Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill. It is time now for a look at the water cooler conversations. There's some laws on the books that are just weird. And sometimes you come across these articles and they're talking about, oh, you can't, you know, you can't walk on the left side of the road after, you know, just weird,
super
weird
random
stuff. But even more bizarre is whenever somebody actually gets a citation from one of these stupid, you know, antiquated laws.
Right, that somebody actually even A, knows they exist still,
right,
and then B,
right,
makes, yeah, gives them a ticket for it.
And so I'm thinking that, maybe the police in Dibble, Oklahoma, have such little to do that they know every single ordinance on the books.
Like they had to study them or something?
Yeah. And so in Dibble, Oklahoma, convenience store manager Carol Mendenhall, she received a citation from police for allowing her four goats to have sex in her front yard.
Oh.
In public view.
Well, interesting.
Yeah. All right.
Apparently, I can't believe that's happened before. So yeah, there's a law about,
right,
it.
Yeah. Because it's illegal in Dibble, just so you know. And so,
well, I won't go there with my goats.
That's
then.
Right. Because I don't know. You're right. Apparently, at what point in time was it that, like, you know what? We've got a real problem with these goats having sex in public view.
Law.
So what we need to do is, yeah.
Yeah. There. I mean, that's the thing. Something always happens to make that a law in the first place.
But right.
The fact that it comes back around is a little much for me.
And so, you know, this convenience store manager is like, I'm sorry. Citation. Or what? Are they out of the yard? Are my goats running free? No. No, they're in your front yard. They're fornicating, though. And so what I like is that she admitted that her billy goat, Adam, had been attending to three females who were all in heat at the same time.
Well, somebody's got to take care of those
ladies.
That's
right. I mean, that's what he's there for.
Yes.
And so,
called nature, people.
Uh-huh. But whenever you live in a town of 228 people, the police just don't have much to do, apparently.
Obviously.
You know, 228 people, it's surprising they have a policeman. And
they got to keep those 228 people in line.
Yeah, right. Because 228 people, they all know each other. And so who is
they just call their friend who's the police officer. Did you hear what Jane did?
Yeah. Who is it that's upset? Well, apparently.
Somebody.
Apparently the people that live across from Carol Mendenhall is what I'm thinking. So, and to Dibble's credit, city council has since repealed the goat ordinance.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was after a successful campaign launched by Carol Mendenhall.
This is all way too much time people
Isn't
are putting
it?
Into
I mean,
goats
you talk
doing their
about
thing.
Small town life.
Yeah.
And, you
I will never live there.
Just not much going on.
No.
Well, I tell you what. You know, they'll be talking about Goat Gate for years,
Goat
probably.
Gate.
I mean, it'd probably be
it's
a
probably
thing.
In the front page of their newspaper.
Sure. They will, it'll be a thing that's passed down to generations. So, all right. There you go. Let's look at the water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's Best Hits is 102.7.